after Siman Reishin Reis, Siv Gimel. Now, we learned in the first two Sifim, the Halokhe, that it's Mutar to turn over something to a Nochri, who is a contractor, he's a Kabla, and he can do it whenever he wants. So he decides the time when he'll do the work, let's say to a laundryman, or let's say to a shoemaker. So if the Nochi decides to do the work on Shabbos, it's a daitel nafshei. It's not that the Yisrael tells him or hints to him that he should do it on Shabbos. So it's good. Now, if it's Ketzis Domim, if he agrees upon the price and nothing else has to be discussed, so then according to all Rishayim, it's Mutar. If it's not Ketzis Domim, so then there are two days. And according to Mechaber, even if it's not Ketzis Domim, it's Mutar. According to the Psak of the Ramor, if it's not Ketzis Domim, so then we don't say Adaita Nafshik of it, because he still has to get his the fee that he expects to get. But now in Siv Gimel, but it goes without saying that if his case is done, if the fee was agreed upon, so then it's muta. However, im hoy so melochon mifusemes v'yodua shiish al Yisrael ve'ese iso bimokim mifusem tei lahachmi avilese. However, if the melochet that the nochri does for the Jew is mifusem, and people who pass by will know that this is, let's say, the shoe, or this is, let's say, the laundry of Israel, so then it is awesome. I mean, this is the Psak by the Mechaber. Now, there is a loche that nochi she'osa melocha b'shvil Yisrael, osa l'Yisrael enes m'meno. Not only is it osa for Yisrael to tell a nochi to do a melocha on Shabbos, that's a merely nochi, but even if the Yisrael doesn't tell the nochi anything, but the nochi, let's say, turns on the light for a Jew. The Jew didn't ask him, but he likes the Jew, so the nochi turns on the light, so the Yisrael is not allowed to be nene from the light on Shabbos. So then we could say, and there is such a shita, the Ramon mentions it, that too, if somebody turns over to a kabbalah, let's say he turns over laundry to a laundryman, or a shoe to a shoemaker, to have it fixed, so then it doesn't involve the Yisrael Amir Linochi, because he doesn't tell the Nochi when he should do the work. The Nochi himself decides when to do it, and he does it in order to accommodate himself if he does it on Shabbos, because it'll be easier for him if he does it on Shabbos. So it doesn't involve the Yisrael Amir Linochi. But we could say, and Ramon mentions that Chite, that let's say, suppose the Nochi did it on Shabbos, he fixed the shoe, and then the Nochi, and he took the initiative without being told. He brought it over to the Yisrael's home, the fixed shoes, or the laundry. He brought it over to the Yisrael's home, that the Yisrael should not be allowed to wear those shoes, because he didn't involve in himself a merely Nochi, but the Nochi did it for the Jew on Shabbos, Mimele, on Shabbos itself. So he should not have a noye until after Shabbos, and it will be Gadish Yase. Enough time will pass by in Mitzvah Shabbos, so that even if the Nochi hadn't done it on Shabbos, he would be able to do it, let's say, an hour after Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, he should not be allowed to wear the beged or to wear the shoes. So the Mechaber says no. Kol shekotzas afal pi sheyase in Yehudim locha b'Shabbos mutal Yisrael liu b'shakli b'Shabbos atzmo. The kol shekotzas adaitei dinafshikov. So if it is, if he was ketzis, so it's adaitei nafshikov. So it's not, it doesn't have the din of Nochi she'osa melocha b'shvil Yisrael. Because why did the Nochi, if the Nochi turns on the light for the Jew, so he did it exclusively in order to accommodate the Jew, he had no other reason. He will not benefit from the fact that he turned on the light in the Yisrael song. He's not going to stay in that home. Mashein can hear. Why did he do it on Shabbos? Because he found it easier, more convenient for him to do it on Shabbos, because he was busy, let's say, on another day of the week. So it wasn't also melocha b'shvil Yisrael. So memeila itzmut. Then the Rambam says, v'yeish eitzchin l'leif shei, kol sheyodua ashen l'yehudi gomer b'shabbos. However, there's the shite of the Rekeach and Agoy Soshre, first perek in Shabbos, that it is osa. Even though it's muta to turn over something to a nochi, when he doesn't tell the nochi when he should do, Nochi died nafshikovit, but if the nochi did do the work on Shabbos, he washed the clothes on Shabbos, he fixed the shoe on Shabbos, so then the Jew is not allowed to wear those clothes, because it still has a din of nochi she'osam locha b'shul Yisrael. Even though the motive was not to accommodate the Jew, but to accommodate himself, but he did it because he got paid from the Yisrael, and he had to do the job. So, and he happened to do it for the Israel. The reason as to why he did it dafka on Shabbos, not on Sunday, was to accommodate himself. But the job as a whole was done for the Israel. He got paid for it. So, it's also for the Israel to be named. So, not only on Shabbos he cannot wear those clothes or the shoe, but the shoes, but he has to wait mitzoy Shabbos so long that enough time will pass by Mitzoy Shabbos, so that even if the Nochi hadn't done it on Shabbos, he could have done it, let's say, on Mitzoy Shabbos. Suppose, let's say, it's already 10 o'clock, Mitzoy Shabbos. So even if the Nochi hadn't done it on Shabbos, he would start doing it Mitzoy Shabbos, so by 10 o'clock he would be finished with the work. So Mimele, the Yisroel can be Nene at 10 o'clock. V'roche noig l'chatchila. אם לא יש צורך לאור בשבס, שעוז יש להוקר. ואם יש ליסלי שנגמר בערב שבס, מותר בכל עניין. In other words, when should we machmir? If he knows definitely that the Nochi did it on Shabbos. But if it's not certain that the Nochi did it on Shabbos, and there is a possibility that the Nochi did it, let's say, before Shabbos, so then we are till Hokil, so then it's certainly muta for the Israel to be named. Vidavki im shogalei in Yehudi li beisei. אבל also לקח כלים בישרומן בשבס ויונדה. In other words, to take כלים מבישרומן בשבס ויונדה, even when there is no Yisrael Yisrael, let's say, in Yonte, or let's say, בשבס, where it is muta to carry, let's say, it's a chotza שנימו רבס, and then he was מערב in that chotza. So that is also. Why? Because if the Jew picks it up from the Nochi, so then there is an union of Marasayim, because anyone will see, and even if he doesn't see, but if something is also Mishim Marasayim, when there are observers, so even if there are no observers, it's also Osa. So one who will see how the Yisrael picks up, let's say, the shoes from the Nochi, let's say the Nochi shop is in the same courtyard as the Yisrael, and they'll pick it up, and it's muta to carry in that courtyard. So if Yisrael pick up the shoes from the Nochi's shop, so an observer will see that. He'll say that the Yisrael told the Nochi to fix his shoes on Shabbos. So because of that, it's also. So also we can kill him by Yisrael and by Shabbos and Yonder. We hold that we kill him shows on Yisrael. Aval in Yehudi shows him an alim ala mekach, מותר לישראל המכירי לילך וליקח מנבי שבס ובני עלם ובלבד שלו יקצץ אימי בני המקח. Suppose in the same courtyard, so there is a Nochi who sells shoes, and he doesn't make shoes deliberately for a certain person. He has a number of shoes in stock, and then he sells them. So in such a case, a Yisrael is allowed to pick up from the Nochi's home, who has many shoes, since he doesn't make the shoes on order, so but he has them ready, so then he's allowed to pick them up, but he shouldn't discuss that meyamek. We have two simon reishin and reis, sife. Now sife is based upon the aloche, that it's sife generally, except in certain cases where the Chachamim one misakin is special gzeir, takon. But generally, it's mutea to set, let's say, a machine in operation before Shabbos, and then that machine keeps on working on Shabbos, as long as the Yisrael doesn't do anything on Shabbos. Mutea lifteach mayim legino ve'inimshochim ve'heilchim v'chol ha'Shabbos. In other words, let's say, you set a sprayer before Shabbos, and it keeps on spraying water on the garden. As long as you don't do anything on Shabbos, so it is muta. Ulaniach kilo, that is a medicine. Sam shall refuah sheneisin alaayin. Ulaniach kilo obo alaayin afal pi sheosol aniche b'Shabbos. Now refuah is also on Shabbos, but suppose you put, let's say, a band-aid before Shabbos, and you keep the band-aid on Shabbos, so then it's muta. You lost his mugma tachas akelim. The heim is gambling mi'aleim. If you want to inject a certain kind of a fragrance in the kelim, so you put a certain kind of spices and coal under the kelim before Shabbos, Friday afternoon, and they remain that way on Shabbos. You don't do anything on Shabbos, even though it keeps on burning, the coal, the spices keep on burning, but you don't do anything, so it's muta. Not only if the kelim are just placed under the kelim, but suppose you put in the kelim, you put coal with spices on them, so it's also muta. Because that would be also according to Bishamai, but we don't pass like Bishamai. We pass that ain't of the mitzvah al shvitas kelim. V'afilu mugme amuna b'chli, they know the mitzvah al shvitas kelim. V'los yiseir in b'gigis, to put barley in a kettle, v'shreison, v'teyanin b'kiras b'sabbat, v'agas mi b'idyeim, al zeisim v'anovim, v'ashemem v'ayayin ayitzim emuta. So, suppose you crushed the olives, one crushed the olives, or he crushed the grapes before Shabbos, and then, but he wants that more and more the oil and juice should come out, so then he puts certain beans on the crushed olives or on the crushed grapes, and he lets that stay rest like that for the whole day, so it's muta to do it. Now, so there are two halachas that the Mechaber mentions. First of all, that it's muta to put beans on the crushed grapes, and even though it keeps on exuding juice in the course of the Shabbos, as long as it doesn't do anything, it's done by itself. So it's muta. That's one halacha. But then there is halacha that mashku shezovim me'aleihem. So you cannot drink the juice on Shabbos. It's special zera. If, let's say, suppose some grapes would be squeezed out accidentally by itself. So, suppose, let's say, something would fall upon grapes, a stone would fall upon grapes, because it's windy, so a stone would fall upon grapes, and it would squeeze out juice. And if somebody would like to drink that juice, and Shabbos is also, that's Gemara at the beginning of Beitzeh, because Mashkim Shezovu Meilov is also B'si on Shabbos, because of his special Gzeireh, if he'll be allowed to drink the juice that was excuted by itself, was squeezed out by itself, so then he might be tempted to do it like this, he'll forget, and if he wants to drink juice, so he'll do it, be or die. So because of that, the Chachomim Asad, Mashkim Shezovu Maleh. Now, so here the Mechaber says that if you have crushed grapes or crushed olives, but and then you put Shabbos afternoon, you put some beans on the crushed grapes or on the crushed olives, so that the juice or the oil would come out by itself in the course of Shabbos, you're allowed to do it Erev Shabbos, and furthermore, the juice that does come out, you are allowed to drink on Shabbos. So be showing me the first thing you understand, because that's the aloha. You're allowed to set something in operation before Shabbos, even though it keeps on doing by itself, as long as the Israel doesn't do anything himself on Shabbos. But the other halacha, how can that be reconciled with the halacha that Mashkin Shezovu Ma'aleya? So is Asur in Bisiye because of Ixere? Maybe if we allow him to drink the juice that was Zov Me'ilom, so maybe he'll do it B'yadayim, he'll forget, and he'll do it B'yadayim. So the Gemara in Shabbos explains it, inasmuch as the juice that he squeezed out from crushed grapes, or the oil that he squeezed out from crushed olives, so it does not involve the melocha de raisa anyway, even if he'll do it b'yodai. In other words, when is there a melocha de raisa of mifarik if somebody will take grapes and he'll squeeze out the juice? Then he is chay v'chatos, it's a melocha de raisa, it's a tol v'nidosh. Masha'inke, if let's say somebody will take on Shabbos crushed grapes, but he'll squeeze them out so that more and more juice will come out, then, of course, it will be osa, but it will only be osa mid rabbanon. Inasmuch as these crushed grapes, even if he wouldn't squeeze out the yodayim, so juice would come out by itself. Now here, if he puts crushed grapes that is not placed under the bin, so then it would involve in locha deraisa to squeeze out more and more juice. But if somebody will put his hand as the crushed grapes are under the bin, and so juice is coming out by itself anyway, without him doing anything. Suppose he'll put his hand and he'll squeeze it out juice, inasmuch as the juice would come out by itself anyway, without him squeezing out the juice. So Mimele, when he squeezes it out, so it only involves a melocha drabonon. So Mimele, since the grapes or the olives were crushed before Shabbos, and they were placed under beams, and even if he would do it via diet, so he wouldn't be even a melocha drabonon, only melocha drabonon. Because juice would be exuded anyway, even without he squeezing it out. So Mimele, this the Rabbonon of Mashkin says Zovu does not apply. This is what he said. That's why it says V'Hashemem V'Hayayin Hayetzimem Mutar V'Chim Beisar Umili Sharizkom B'Diyein Mutorim HaMashkim Hayetzimem, because even without he's squeezing out, so it would come out by itself. Umuteh alos ischitim lisechayim shalmayim somuch lichasheicho. So in other words, so the Mechaba paskins that it's muteh to put chitim into a running mill Erev Shabbos, even though it keeps on being milled and ground by itself on Shabbos, in spite of the fact that the mill, as it runs, so as it revolves, as the wheels of the mill revolve, so it emits a sound. So on that point, there is a machlekes in Gemara and Shabbos between Rabbi and Rav Yosef, because the Braise says that it's osir to put chitim, wheat, into a mill, and that was to set the mill in operation so that it should keep on running Erev Shabbos, and it keeps on running in the course of Shabbos. So the Braise says it's osir. Why is it osir? So there's a machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi says it's osa mid rabbonon because afshe milse, it's a zilzel. It looks like a zilzel in the pre-Shabbos when he sets a mill running Erev Shabbos and it produces noise. If you set, let's say, something, if you put, let's say, a pot on fire Erev Shabbos and it keeps on cooking on Shabbos, it doesn't produce any sound. So it's not a zilzel in Shabbos. Masha'inkein, if you set a mill running before Shabbos, and as it revolves, as the mill operates, so it reduces sounds, noise, so it's after mill, so it's a zilzel in Kovit Shabbos. That's why it's osa. Rav Yosef says that this braise accords with the view of Bishamai, who say that Shvisas Kelim is osa. Osa, so Mimele, since it's his mill, so he's not allowed to set it in operation so that his kele would do meloche on Shabbos. But since we don't pass, according to Rav Yosef, since we don't pass like like Bishamai, so Memele, this price is not a Libet Hilchase, so it's Muta. This is what Mechaba passes. Umuta loses Chikin Viserechaim Shomaim Shomel Hashecho. But the Ramos, and the Ramos explains what Mechaba says. Loy Hashin Lashmas Kail Shayim Rechaim Shoplini, Tirish in the Shabbos. Vye Sheis Rimirechaim. Why? Because anything that produces a sound, so it's Afshem Milsen. Ubechol Mokay, Sheyesh Lochish. So the Ramot paskins like Rabbi. Most Rishonim pasken like Rabbi, not like Rabbi. So that means that it's also to do it, to set anything in operation before Shabbos, even though it doesn't do a thing on Shabbos, as long as it produces a sound. That means that the person is not allowed, let's say, suppose, Misaradim, according to the Psak of the Ramor, so it's Osa, to set, let's say, suppose you have a clock and you want to hear, let's say, the radio, the news on the radio on Shabbos at a certain time, and you will set it with the clock so that, let's say, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so by itself, so the radio will start working and you'll hear the news. So since it produces a sound, you don't do anything on Shabbos. You just set it Erev Shabbos by means of a clock. So it's also to set, let's say, by means of a clock, to set the clock, the Shabbos clock, so that the light would go on at a certain time or the light would go off. That doesn't produce any sound, you're allowed. But it's set by means of a clock, so that the radio would go on, since it produces sound, so it's awesome. V'hocha noig l'chatchil. Mi u bimokim psei v'yeish l'okir. K'mo she nizboi aliyil seif sima reish lam dalet. U'mute al hamit kli mishkeila shekirim zeidi amere Shabbos, apo pishe mashkimi akeil, le'idi asho is b'Shabbos k'akol yedim shedarkom amidim esmi. So then the question arises, if it's also to set in operation something that will, on Shabbos, produce sound, because of Afshe Milse, so the grandfather's clock, so every hour on the hour it rings, let's say, at 1 o'clock it rings once, and at 2 o'clock it rings twice, at 12 o'clock it rings 12 times, so, and you said it, Erev Shabbos, so you said it so that it would ring, so how are you allowed to do it? So the Ramo says, this is Muta. Why? Even though when it rings, so every hour and hour it produces a sound. The answer is because that is something that a person ordinarily, normally, does every day. So maybe it's not after Milsen. But if it is something that he doesn't do every day, so maybe it involves an Isaiah of after Milsen. V'yeitzi odom erav Shabbos omol chasheicho b'machtei b'yodei v'loi b'kul mosei shem yishkach v'yeitzi avu mutalot iz b'tfirin somol chasheicho l'fishein o'sheicho mitzvo v'mashme ish odom b'chilo v'erav Shabbos somol chasheicho shol yiyeh ben dobo sh'oso lot iz b'bishabos.
Starting today, we are going to learn the Tziv Mishochno Hilcha Shabbos, and we're starting today with Simon Reishman Rey, and will continue, except the number of simonim will probably skip, but it will be in Ruch HaShabbos. And we're starting with the first simon Ruch HaShabbos, Reish Mem Reis. Le'izoya b'chvei Shabbos. Now, there is a mitzvah that is mentioned in the Nevi'im, in the Shayot, of the Korosol HaShabbos, the Shabbos Oynek, with the Reish Hashem Mechubet. So these are the two chiyuvim on Shabbos. Kibud, Eneg, and Kibud. Now, this is a posik in Nevi'im. Einovi Rashoi Lechadish Dovo. So anything that is mentioned in Nevi'im, either it's a chiyuv in a Torah that is mentioned, the Ferish in the Torah, or it's a chiyuv deraise that is deduced to the Midrash HaTerem Dreshes then, and sometimes something that the Chachomim were misakein in the Shonim Kadminiyois, so the Novi is Mazia, the Israelites, to comply with these takonis. So there is no general rule. But many of the things that are mentioned in Yivin are midrash. What about the chiyuv of kibud and einek? So the Ramban says in Chumash that eating on Shabbos, Sude Shabbos, is a chiyuv deraisa, and it's implicit in the posik of mikro kodesh. So in other words, even though kibud ve'einek are mentioned in Yivin, but it's a novi rasher lechadish dovo, and it is based upon the posik of mikro kodesh, because the drosh and the safro says kacheyo b'machal b'mishte u'biksus nikiyo. So in other words, so that means according to the Ramban, so the chiyuv of kibud ve'einek is a chiyuv deraisa. Now the Mishneh Brura mentions from the chinuch, the chinuch shita is that Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah mid rabbonon only. I mean, I didn't see it mentioned explicitly in the chinuch. Reish Tzadik Zayin, the chinuch there says that mikro kodesh implies that there is a mitzvah to be sheves mimloche. But that does not necessarily mean that it doesn't imply also a chiyuv of mikro kodesh of achila and siyeh and Shabbos because of kibud ve'einek, because there is such a drosh in the safro. So we could say that perhaps that drosh in the safro is an asmachte. But the fact is that the Rambam says in Hilchei Shavuos that if somebody takes a shvuah sheyisame b'Shabbos, so then it's a shvuah shov. Now the shittas of Rambam is that even something that is osa midraise, but if it's not mifuresh batero, so then if somebody takes a shvuah that he'll be able to, it's not a shvuah shov. For example, if somebody takes a shvuah to eat the chotzik hazayis neveyot, so it's not a shvuah shov, even though chotzik shiur is osa midraise. So the shittas of Rambam is because it's not mifuresh batero, is deduced through the midrash atir and dreshes ben of kol chelev. So we are marbe even chotishiyor and it's a new isa. So mele, that even though it's a deraisa, but it is distinguished from a deraisa that is mufuresh bator. So that means that in order that ishwe should be ishwe shov, it's only if the mitzvah deraisa is a mitzvah mufuresh bator. And still the Rambam says that if somebody takes ishwe to be misaneh b'Shabbos, not to eat on Shabbos, so then it's a shvuah shov, so it's a raya that it's a deraisa. If it had been a drabonon, it wouldn't be a shvuah shov. Even if it had been a deraisa, but not a deraisa that is mifuresh bator, it wouldn't be a shvuah shov. So it seems that to fast on Shabbos is certainly involves a bit of mitzvah deraisa. Now, so those rishonim who say that the cholish sudeis is not the raise. Some rishonim say that all the three sudeis are the raise. But those rishonim who say that not all the three sudeis are the raise, they only mean that sude shlishis is not the raise. But the one sude in the night of Shabbos and one sude in the day of Shabbos, so this is the ikar in the Shabbos. And that is certainly the raise, according to all rishonim. Now, so this we have to say. But afilu mi shetzorech la'achirim, im yesh lo imiat mishalei, tzorech lizaris atzmei lechabi des ha-shabbos. Velo yomru afi shabbat kocheyu val tzorech libriyeis, el mi shasho tchukal ibiyeisya. Al kol choch tzorech litzomtzein bisho yomim kidei lechabi des ha-shabbos. The tour in Simen Reish Mem Reis, so he writes that he once asked his father about himself. He was a poor man, and he says he has only a little bit to spend for Kovit Shabbos, but not enough unless you ask people for help. So is he mechuyev to ask people for help in order to have enough for Sude Shabbos? And the Torah says that his father the Rosh never gave him a tshuva brura. He never gave him a tshuva brura. But the Torah himself says that on one hand we say asay Shabbat kocheyo v'al tistorech labriyeh. So in other words, a Jew should not ask people for help in order to have for Shabbos. On the other hand, we say that one is mechuyev to manik the Shabbos, so the Torah says it makes a difference. If somebody, let's say, has a little bit, so then he is mechuyev to be mitzamtzein in his itzoyes during the week in order to have for the Shabbos
in a comfortable way. But if he doesn't have, if he only has, now the Gemara says that if, the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Vobasra says, if a person has enough for 14 sudas during the week, so then Rabbi Akiva, Saloche of Asi Shabbat for Cheval, historical Hebrew applies. So he shouldn't take Nakupa. In other words, but if he doesn't have, for 14 sudas, so then he's allowed to take from this, from the kupa. So we see that there is a distinction between 2 sudas for Shabbos and 3 sudas for Shabbos. 2 sudas for Shabbos, so Enoni is entitled to take for every day. A suda at night and a suda in the daytime. So that means that 2 sudas a day, 1 suda at night, 1 suda a day, this is the minimum necessities. And if somebody does not have enough money for 2 sudas a day, so Mimela is considered as an Oni and is allowed to take from the Zdoke. But if a person has 14 sudas for the week, so for Shabbos he will also have 2 sudas, but he will not have for sudas shlishis. So that's not a minimum necessity. It's a chiyuv to have a sudas shlishis on Shabbos. But that does not make him into an Oni. So he's not allowed to take from the kupa. So we see that there is a difference between 2 sudas for Shabbos and the sudas shlishis for Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah raises a question that there is a stira between the gro here in Siman Reish Mem Vayis and the gro in Reish Samad Gimel. Here the gro says that if somebody does not have enough money for sudas Shabbos, so he's not supposed to ask people for help to take charity. Because Arsei Shabbat Chocheo Valt Historic Lebriyas. And the Gro in Siman Reish Samad Gimel. So he says that if somebody does not have pas for Shabbos, so then he's mechuyev even to be mechazar la psochim and to ask for pas for Shabbos. So there seems to be a stira. The Mishnah Berurah points out that stira. But actually there is no stira, because there is a difference between pas for 2 sudas of Shabbos, the Sudah Shabbos at night and 1 Sudah in the daytime, and pass for the 3rd Sudah. Even if we say that the 3rd Sudah, as many Rishonim say, is also a Chiyuv Deraisa, but that does not constitute Ikarinik Shabbos, because 2 Sudahs are a minimum necessity, and 1 is allowed to take from Tzedakah in order to have 2 Sudahs a day. So if he doesn't have enough money for 14 Sudahs for the week, so then he takes from the kupa. So that means that 2 sudas is a minimum necessity. So Mimela on Shabbos too, it constitutes the Ikarinik Shabbos. So he's mechuyev even to mechazar la psochim. But the 3rd sudah, even if we say it's midraise, so then it's not a minimum necessity. But on Shabbos, 1 is mechuyev to eat 3 sudas. So Mimela, Rabbi Akiva says, Asei Shabbat kocheyo val tisorach labriyes. Masheinkin ligabi pas. For 2 sudas, so there is mechuyev even to mechazar la psochim, and pass for 2 sudas according to all rishonim, so is midraise, and that's why he is mechuyev even to mechazar la psochim to have pass lechol apoches for 2 sudas of Shabbos. So the mechaber says as follows: Afilu mi shetzorech la'achirim min yesh li'mat mishalei tzorech li'zaris atzmei li'chabed es haShabbos. In other words, as long as he doesn't have to be mechazar la psochim, so, but he'll have to minimize in his eating habits during the week in order to have a sudah Shabbos comfortably, so he's mechuyev to do that. V'yomu asei Shabbat chocheva al tisorech lebriyes el rilisha asho tchuka lebriyesia, that it will be necessary for him to be mechazar la psochim, so then he shouldn't be mechazar la psochim. As long as he'll have pass for 2 sudas, so then it is enough. But if he has a little bit, so he's mechuyev to be mitzamtzim bishor yomim kidur chavit ha-shabbos. And the Gemara in Beit Sedach Tesvov says, kol is an esof shal odom mitzamtzomim chutz mi'achilas Shabbos v'yomtev. And also Talmud Teiro of Bonot. So Mimele, if a person has very little, he is mechuyev to be mitzamtzim in his itzoyes during the week in order to be mechavid zashabes, and he doesn't have to be worried that maybe he'll become impoverished, because because there is a toche that he will be provided with panosim. But if he doesn't have, enough, unless he will be mechazal apsochim, so then he's only mechuyev to mechazal apsochim in order to have a pass for two sudes. But for more than two sudes and for to have other macholim, so he's not mechuyev to mechazal apsochim. Mitakone says reishin mechapsim godim behei b'shabes mit nishvida shabes. Neagim, so that's one of the Takone Sezre, that for Shabbos you should be Mechabes the Bgodim, for Shabbos. Neagim lolish ki deshiyo chale bibayis, asimen lechem v'tziali and b'Shabbos v'yomtev. V'hu mechvei Shabbos v'yomtev v'in l'shamim. V'in shekosvu shemiksas mekimis noag lechem v'yase shekirem pastide b'ril Shabbos, zei chalimon shel yemechuse l'mayru l'mato v'leroyisi lochish lozeh. Now, yesterday we covered Simen Reish Mem Reis, and that deals with Kovic Shabbos. Now we are skipping the number of Simonim, and now, which really is a follow up on Simen Reish Mem Reis, so we start Reish Nun, which also deals with Kovic Shabbos. And then we will cover Reish Nun Aleph and then Reish Nun Reis, but we are skipping all the simonim that deal with Kablonis, you know, so that's not as relevant as the other simonim, and we have to cover simonim that are most relevant. So we are skipping to Simon Reish Nun. Hachones Asudes L'Shabbos Yashkin Babeikea B'Yemshishi Le'ochim Tzorchi Shabbos, because the Torah says in B'Shalach, so, and that comes within the mitzvah of Likdeish Hashem Mechubot, of Kibbutz Shabbos. So there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Einek Shabbos. And Einek Shabbos can be fulfilled only on Shabbos itself. Let's say Achila, the Sude Shabbos. So that is implicit in Einek Shabbos, in Kosla Shabbos Einek. Likdeish Hashem Mechubot, Kibbutz Shabbos, so can be fulfilled on Shabbos itself. Let's say on Shabbos he has to be dressed nicely in special Shabbos clothes, and it can also be fulfilled before Shabbos and even after Shabbos. So let's say when he's reichets himself before Shabbos, so that comes within the mitzvah of Kovic Shabbos, but that cannot be fulfilled on Shabbos. That has to be fulfilled erev Shabbos. And also, as an integral part of the mitzvah of Kovic Shabbos, is to get up in the early Friday, and in order to prepare for Shabbos. So yashkin babeikia b'yemshishi l'hochim tzorchi Shabbos. Afilu yesh lekama avodim l'shamshe. Yishtadel l'hochim b'atzmei. Shum dovo l'tzorchi Shabbos kidei l'chabdei. This is not just a means toward an end, but the preparation for Shabbos, that in itself constitutes a kiyum mitzvah. So even though he has many servants, he has a maid who can make all the preparations, he's still mechuyev to do some of the preparations himself. Ki Rav Chisda hoya mechate chayerek dak dak. So Rav Chisda was accustomed, the Gemara says, to cut the vegetable into small pieces. V'rabbe v'rav Yosef hoya mevakim eitzim. They chopped wood. It's not that there was no one in the house who was able to do it, but they were also mechuyev in the mitzvah of Kovic Shabbos. The Rav Nachman or Yomisakin Abayis, or Machniskevi Matzrichen Mishabbos, or Mifanek Leachel, or Mihem Yomat Kolodom, or Yema, or Yevkin Kredi, is pastnish, because this is a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos. Ki zehu kredi shemichavid HaShabbos. V'yish lehashre. Now, so Kovic Shabbos can be fulfilled on Shabbos itself, and Kovic Shabbos can be fulfilled before Shabbos when he prepares for Shabbos, and Kovic Shabbos can be fulfilled also after Shabbos. Let's say Malave Malke, eating Malave Malke, that's a Kovic Shabbos, but that is fulfilled immediately after Shabbos. V'yesh lehashchis asakim erev Shabbos, to sharpen the knife. Erev Shabbos kizeu mitzvei Shabbos shenichnasim la'achilo. Then yarbe b'bosor v'yayin u'migdoneis Kifi yecholte. So this is essentially implicit in the mitzvah of Einek Shabbos. that if he has a number of courses on Shabbos, and thereby he shows that Shabbos is different from any other day, so it also constitutes a kiyum mitzvah of Kovel Shabbos. Shnu Nalech. Shalilasis meloche be'aret Shabbos me'amin chol lemayim. Now that's a Gemara in Sochim Dachnun. So the Rosh Nagmore is that Koloris Meloche be'aret Shabbos me'amin chol lemayim in Reyes Simen Broch. The Rosh is in Reyes Simen Broch. But then the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Sochim that Erev Pesach you're not allowed to do Meloche. So, Acha Chatzis. So then the Gemara is the Kashi. It's mashma only Erev Pesach, but every other Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos. So it's all right to the Meloche. But we say that Koloris Meloche be'Erev Shabbos or be'Erev Yom Tov, me'anich olamayl en reyesim en broche. So the Gemara gives two teruti. One teret, the first teret of the Gemara is that by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, not Erev Pesach, so it's only me'anich olamayl. But Erev Pesach, it's also from Chatzei Sam, even before Minche. Whether Minche means Minche Dele, or Minche means Minche Tane, if it means Minche Tane, so it's much later. But even if it means Minche Dele, so it is half an hour later. It's after Chatzei. So Erev Pesach is also from Chatzei Sam, even before Minche. And any other Erev Shabbos, any other Erev Yom Tov, so he's also only from Minche Ulemaila. Whether it means Minche Gdele or Minche Tane, there is a Machlig Rebbe. That's the first Teretz in the Gemara. The second Teretz in the Gemara is that on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, so it's in Reyes Simen Broche. But there is no Nidu. You're not Minadu. And Erev Pesach is an Isha Gomo, such an Isha Gomo, that anyone who does Meloche, La'acha Chatzei, is Chayav Nidu. Now, So it appears from this Gemara that it's not a meaning of Midas Chassidus, that it's also an Isa. And according to the first Lashon, so then it appears that he's even Chayev Nidu for doing Meloche, Erev Shabbos Namin Cholamayo. So this is Aloch. Ho'eise Meloche Erev Shabbos Namin Cholamayo in Reyes Simen Broch. Yesh Miforshim Minchek Dele, V'yesh Miforshim Minchek Tan. So if it is Minchek Dele, so it means in an Equinox day, it is 12:30, let's say, standard time. So in an Equinox day, and if it's not an Equinox day, so you have to figure it out. It's Sheishoy Semechto. You divide the day from sunrise to sunset into two parts, and then half of that day plus half of 1/12 of the length of the day. So that's Minchek Dele. And Minchek Tane, again in the Equinox day, so it's Teisha Shoyis Mechza, so it's 3:30 standard time. And if it's not an Equinox day, again, you have to divide it into 12 parts, so 9 Shoyis, 9 and a half parts. So then it's Minchek Tane. V'daf teki she'ise ha'melocha derech keva. Aber Moisho is a derech hares, if he show, will he cover a little show. It's only also to do Meloche after Minche, derech kliyes. But derech hare, let's say, Meloche muta lichtik iger shalom min vachil shalom yor shalom min vachol kayitze b'day. To write a letter, not something that is bekliyes, that is constant. So it's all right. We sat in both God of the table of the year, Shabbos muta kol ayin, even derech kliyes. As long as it's done, we cover Shabbos, so it's all right. V'yo adin b'gdei chaveirim l'teir Shabbos v'neitel l'vzcha v'yo adin l'mi shekesef svorim l'atzmei derech l'mudei avol osa l'lichtiv l'chaveir l'vzcha. Now, there is another kule. In other words, if he works for somebody else, he's a worker, so then the whole Isa doesn't apply. It's only if he works for himself. But if he works for somebody else, then there is no Isa of working Friday after Minche Gdele or after Minche Tane, but of course he has to stop working a certain interval before Shkia. I mean, that is discussed in another sinner. Umistapchim kol hayom, afilu umisapa Yisrael, to take a haircut, so a whole day, even after Minche Tane. said Ari was machmir, and that he didn't wasn't mistaken after minute. But the psak on Shulchan Aruch is that you can be mistaken kol hayom. V'yesh li odom l'may ksas milmudei b'erev Shabbos kivin shiyochi tzorchei Shabbos. In Simen Reish Nun Veis. Meloches HaMutorim VaAsurim LeHaschil VeRav Shabbos Kidei SheNigmorim BiShabbos. So Midraise, one is allowed to start a meloche before Shabbos, even though the machine keeps on working on Shabbos, as long as he doesn't do anything on Shabbos. That's Midraise. And we don't paskin like B'Shamai, we paskin like B'Silel. The Shvisa Skelim is Muta. Midraise. So in other words, you can set a certain kele that belongs to a Jew in operation before Shabbos, even though it keeps on cooking or doing any meloche on Shabbos. But midrabonon, under certain circumstances, it is osa. Because of special gzeres, maybe if we allow him to set in operation a certain meloche, so maybe he might be tempted to stir the gdeire. So under certain circumstances, say certain meloches are also to be started just before Shkia, even though on Shabbos he doesn't do anything. But under other circumstances, it is muta. So meloches ha-meloches ha-mitorim va-asurim va-haskel b'erev Shabbos ki she-imborim b'Shabbos. So he says, meloches ha-mitorim va-asurim, because under certain circumstances there is a gdeire, under certain circumstances there is no gdeire. Muta la-haskel b'mocho b'erev Shabbos. So the general rule is that it's mutar even the rabbanon, except in certain situations there is exeret. Some avol kishin yochel gimron beidein v'hi nigmaram olayo b'shabes pein lishchei zdiol b'samonim b'shabes b'mayim v'im lishchim kol ha-shabes. So it's all right to soak certain raw materials in water, even though on Shabbos it's to be soaked, but he doesn't do anything on Shabbos, so it's mutar. V'los is unin pirish agudei strips shel pishton, strips of flax in the Tano, Kedishi, Islabno, of course on Shabbos it involves Moche the Raise, Milabim, but if he puts it in the Tano, just before Shabbos, even though it continues to operate by itself on Shabbos, so it's Muta, Kedishi, Islabno. We also say Chayiro, Shein, Aleish. So it's Muta to put the strips of flax, or I mean the strips of wool, into a kettle that was taken off the fire, even though it's still boiling, so it's muta because it doesn't do anything on Shabbos. We eat two chobiti if it's off the fire, and if it is smeared with teeth, she alish. However, if it's not off the fire, even though midrai say it's still muta, but midrabonon it's osa. That's one situation where the chachomim asked, because shemo yechate, in other words, shemo yigale, will start stirring the gecholim, the coal, under the pot, in order that the bleaching, the whitening of the strips of material should take place more effectively. And even if it's off the fire, but if it's not smeared with feet, osa shemo yagis bobikap, maybe he'll stir, and stirring in a boiling pot is itself escalates the boiling, so it involves a meloche of bishul. In other words, suppose it's off the fire but it's still hot, so then when you start stirring it, you escalate the cooking, so that involves an iser of bishul. So because of that, it's osea to leave it before Shabbos on the fire, even though on Shabbos he doesn't do anything, lest he'll be tempted and he'll forget, and forgetfully he will stir, and he'll stir the gear. Umuta lifchis mitzudis chayis veifis vidogim veinitzudim b'Shabbos. So in other words, you're allowed to set a net to catch before Shabbos to capture chayis veifis dogim, because on Shabbos he doesn't do anything. Umuta lintelei in Yehudi tinochi. So suppose a nochi came to your house, and just before Shabbos, so you give him certain packages. As long as he leaves your house before Shkia, so it's all right. Mashenkin, if he leaves the house after Shkia, it's osa, because then it's merze, as if he told him after Shkia to do it. So only if he leaves your house before Shkir. V'yesh matirin sheyeitzi ha'ein Yehudi b'Shabbos im yichad le'ein Yehudi mokim v'yim v'yis Yisrael v'yesh v'achmer. Some would say that if he set aside a certain room, let's say, or a certain portion of a room for the goy to keep his packages, so then you are allowed to let the goy take it out even after Shabbos. But because it's merze, no one knows that you set aside. So mele it's also to let him take it out from your house, even if you set aside a certain place for the noch.
We left off in Rishon Veis. Siv Beis. Now it was mentioned that ordinarily it's muta to set a certain killing operation before Shabbos, even though it continues to do the meloche on Shabbos, except in certain situations. So there is a gzeiret, let's say you're not allowed to leave, let's say, the strips of material in a boiling kettle on fire before Shabbos, because of Xerah, even though he doesn't do anything, because of Xerah, lest he will be Nechate the Gecholim, he'll stir the Gecholim, the coal, under it. So, unless it's Tochobitit, so then there is no Xerah. But the general rule is that it's Muta to set something in operation before Shabbos, even though by itself it continues to do the Meloche on Shabbos, because we pass from the Chvisa scaling is not awesome. Now, in Sivbeis, so the Machaba says, Muta litim god of Vikavis in Yehudi, the Eres le Abdon, Pirish a woman, Shemambi, the Misakin Eres, Somuch, the Hashecho. You're allowed to give on Friday afternoon to turn over to a Gentile laundryman
some laundry, and he might, the goyim, might wash them on Shabbos, but that's his own decision. The Jew doesn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. As far as the Jew is concerned, he can do it after Shabbos. But for his own convenience, the goyim might do it on Shabbos. So I'll die to nafshik of it. So it's muta. Im kotes l'idomim. So if he states his domim, in other words, he already sets the price, so that means that whatever he does, it's a right to the nafshik. However, if he tells the laundry man, you know, I want you to do it on Shabbos, don't postpone it till after Shabbos, that is awesome. But if he doesn't tell him anything, so then it's muta. V'gam she'yaseh she'yaseh ho'ine Yehudi amlocha b'beise. Now there is aloche, the tivnei kavlen. So it's muta to turn over to a kavlen something, even if the kavlen does it, the goy does it on Shabbos, because it's a daiti nafshik of it, so only if the kavlen doesn't do it in the rishus of the Israel. But if, let's say, the laundryman will wash the laundry of the Jew in the house of the Jew, so then it's osa. Then it's osa. Vikam shi'asiya in yudi amlocha b'beisa. Vim loy kotzatz osa be'erev Shabbos. Now, so it was mentioned that it is muter, if it's kotzatz le'idomim, we already said the price, he agreed upon the price for the work. But if it's not kotzatz, so there are more paskins in Sinan Reish Mem Zayin that if it's not kotzatz, so it's only osa on Friday. But on Thursday, before Thursday, so then it's muta to turn over to a kavlen, even if it's not kotzatz. But on Friday, if it's not kotzatz, so then it smells as if he's turning it over to him, to the laundryman, almenas, that he should do it on Shabbos. But if it's kotzatz, then he's allowed to turn over to the laundryman even on Friday afternoon. Because if it's kotzatz, if the price, the fee was already set, decided upon, so then it doesn't look that he tells the goy when to do it on Shabbos. But if it's not kotzatz, so that means the arrangement is not complete as yet. So if he does it on Thursday, long before Shabbos, then it's not merzeh, kilinesinle aldas, sheyase b'Shabbos. But if he turns it over on Friday, and the arrangement is not complete because they still didn't agree upon the price, the fee. So Mimele, on Friday it's awesome. Because there is the day of the Mechaber is that if it's Loi Kotzatz in Siman Reish Mem Zayin, so it's also even on Thursday. But from the Loshna Gemore in Shabbos, so it appears that if Loi Kotzatz, that's like the Shittes Rosh, not like the Shittes Rambam. So the Rambam paskens like the Rosh, that if Loi Kotzatz is also Erev Shabbos, but before Erev Shabbos on Thursday, so then it's mutar even if Loi Kotzatz, as long as he's a kavlen. Vayim lehil siman reish mem zayin diyesh chilkin im eiselei bechinom dahayne b'tivis anoye. V'im oso v'im ro'u oise b'tivis anoye tzoruch leimalei shel yaseh bo b'shabes. V'afu unosnu leikam yomim lefnei Shabbos. In other words, suppose the goy does it just out of goodwill, gratuitously for him. So then the Israel has to tell him he should not do it on Shabbos. If he gets paid, so then we say that the goy does it al das nafshei because he wants to make money. And he decides when to do the work in order to accommodate himself. But if he does it gratuitously, he doesn't charge him b'tivus anoye out of goodwill, so then the Mechaber says, so chlim alei shel yaseh bo b'Shabbos. V'afilu nosnulei kamayomim lifnei Shabbos. Thank you.